We are. Gentlemen, you can continue to pick on me after we get this meeting open. This is the preliminary study meeting, Monday, August 15th, for the Taney County Commission meeting. Gentlemen, I've looked at both drafts of the minutes today. I'd like you to take a look at. I think I only put two marks on it at all. Go through those.
Just in casual conversation, I think we all received an email about health insurance rates maybe going up. We probably, with the information looking like our premium may go up as much as 20%, we may want to look at all carriers.
Yeah.
And all brokers? What do you mean by all carriers?
Well, I mean, there's two parts to it, the broker and then the carrier. If I'm saying that, the insured company, Mercy, Cox, whoever else, we need to definitely reevaluate that without a doubt. Because if our rates are going to go up that much, that would be significant to what we pay.
Would you gentlemen be open to my getting a hold of Presiding Commissioner from Christian County and Presiding Commissioner from Stone County, the three of us sitting down just to talk about, number one, build a relationship, and number two, talk about items of like concern, just what's going on in your county, what's going on in your county. What might we someday work towards all doing together?
Right.
One of those might be three counties getting together for insurance.
Right.
One of those might be future sewer projects or 911 combinations or any number of, just talk. The reason I suggest that is tomorrow, the chamber's having a session. It's a question and answer session. Dennis Wood and I have been invited to that, so we're going to answer questions while there. I thought if you all didn't mind, I'd sit down with the two of them, just if they both agree, sometime in the future.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it.
Looking at the agenda, are either of you ready, in fact, to make a decision regarding independent auditing services at 9:15?
I'd rather postpone that until I decide what. I don't think we have a deadline right now, right?
No, correct.
I remember seeing a recommendation from the auditor, but I haven't personally spent any time with it. But I'm just one, so you guys.
Have you visited with Mr. Erickson? Was it new or something? Or what? How did it get on here, you know?
It just says he requested, or Nikki wrote it up and he requested it, but didn't have a commission initial. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the deadline. Oh, just FYI, Dave Wilcox, remember Dave Wilcox, CenturyLink?
Yes.
I met with him last week to talk to him about the long distance code. I met with him on Tuesday. He said, well, good thing you called me. I said, why is that? He says, tomorrow's my last day. I said, wow. So he has taken a job and left the company. He moved to Kansas City. So on Wednesday, I was introduced to the new team member. And he, sometime soon, he'll come over here and introduce himself to the commission. Bonnie still oversees the office and all that, but anyway, Dave moved on. Mm.
Remind me when that two-day sewer seminar that Hollister is hosting, when that would be?
It's the end of September, like the 26th, 27th. Let me look here. August 25th and 26th.
Sunday, Monday?
Of August, I show it.
Oh, August. I've got September out here. Excuse me.
What day did you say?
25th, 26th, Thursday, Friday is the sewer summit.
County auctions the 27th. Our roundtable regarding economic development is on the 29th. Originally, I had suggested if you gentlemen had somebody you'd like to have sit in on that, and I had suggested Mark, and he put that on his calendar. That's preliminarily established at 1 o'clock on the 29th. So think of.
I've talked to somebody. He hasn't committed yet. I saw him last Thursday.
And if you want more than one, mine was just a suggestion. I'm gonna hear what they have to say. And I'm not.
I went by and met the new chief of police over at Branson.
I've seen that. I couldn't make it, but I've seen that was on the kind of open house type mm-hmm. deal.
Very open. He has some. One thing that was interesting, he met with Dave Woolery already and said one of his best days of his life when he was chief of police out of state was when he handed over dispatch and went to centralized dispatch. He said one less headache. He said it was a time-consuming process to make sure that nothing fell through the cracks, but he said when he consolidated and took it out of his control, he said it was one of the best decisions he'd made. Gentlemen, I don't see any transfers in that book.
What's the 102 account?
That's the clerk's account. I don't think that's a special.
Shouldn't this come out of the account that's set up for elections? That's what this conference is about.
Sure it can. I don't know why. So are we postponing the 9:15 then? If so, do we need to let someone know?
Well, my question was, if we're not,
I haven't done anything with it. I didn't know if you guys are ready.
That's why I asked first if one of you had asked for it to be on.
And the 9:30 is Andy, correct? Marmaget?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to take that over to Rick. Looks so odd not to see your computer set up over there, Mr. Jim.
I left it upstairs. I grabbed the wrong one this morning. So I'll need to go upstairs myself, but I'll wait till you get back so that Danny wouldn't be by himself.
We had a meeting last week. Dave Woolery had put it together. It followed the meeting that was at the airport. So Dave and I met with Rayanne, the chief of police, the new chief of police, and the fire district chief, and Dean Krutoff. And we talked about 911. And Dave unfolded what he has gone through thus far. I was following up on your comments that the chief had made. And during the conversation, as it was flowing along, Rayanne turned to the new chief and said, "Well, what did you do where you came from in your community? How did you handle that?" He goes, "Oh, we consolidated 15 years ago."
Yeah.
And it just, the whole room went.
It's pretty common. Do you know about the there's a subcommittee hearing about 911 in Jeff City on Wednesday. Did you hear about that? I thought about going. Dave thought about going. I don't know if you thought about
David
going.
David asked me if you should. And
I haven't given him an answer either. He asked me too. So,
we just got my dad, took him to the hospital and back, and I spent all day yesterday with him. So I'm sort of real close to it, but it's going to be a good meeting. It's going to be a number of commissioners that are going to be there. Doc Kreitzer is going to be there.
Doc's going to be there?
Yep. And several others that are following up on that.
So these are in order, Mr. Housman. And we just have to figure out what we're doing with this one.
I mean, it could come and we can just excuse it, but I'll run up and talk to... this is where... There's where it says requester right there.
Yeah. Well, that's a different one. What were you looking at? Oh, this is the old one. Yeah. That's who requested it, yes.
I was looking on the...
This one. This page from before. This is from.
Yeah.
So we just need to. We need that. That's exactly what this is.
She said this is where it's budgeted for.
Sure. And I had Nick.
Danny, you been through this?
Upstairs and get my computer. They had 13 minutes before the bid award. That's what they're here for.
Oh.
This right here.
Okay.
You want another water and go upstairs?
Yes, sir, if you don't care. Thank you.
sir?
Jim wanted me to check with you to make sure we're going to do the plant cabinet bid opening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's the one he meant to ask about.
What is that?
Independent auditing services, the picture you on this sheet.
Yeah, that's that Rick's deal. He did the bottom of mine, so I just was talking.
We're not going to do that, Will.
We're not going to do that. All right, I will tell him not to worry about it.
He had that growth that was about this big. It's taken months to come up to here, so we had that removed at St. John, the top, which was Wednesday. He has not fully come out of it, and we've had nothing but problems.
Well, I just saw on Brenda's, it says giving dad a sloppy kiss before he goes into surgery or whatever.
Friday when I come back from our meeting, so the county commissioner's board of directors, I went straight because Brenda called me to Mount Vernon. Dad was very lethargic. He hadn't eaten or drank in a couple of days, and she was riding me pretty good to be there, so I went straight over. However, we got him to get up and to look at me, and he wasn't talking. Well, apparently he went downhill. Sis went over. She didn't go over. She called up there. She had him sent to the hospital. She met him at St. John's. And they didn't get out of there until after midnight. So she stayed up there at Mount Vernon. And I took Mom yesterday morning, who was not able to go. And then Mom refused to leave. I'm not ready, son. I said, okay, Mom. It was well into the afternoon. I said, Mom, how you feeling? I don't feel good at all, but I'm not leaving your father. I said, well, eventually you are, because I'm going to take you out of here eventually. But that calls your thing. And finally, she got so tired, and she was in so much pain, that I brought her home.
I left it sealed for your identification.
Well, keep them in your prayers. What have you got for them?
Yeah.
You do know we don't have this yet, right? This money.
Yeah,
the state is the ones that are dragging their feet, so we will get it.
She called me, and the lady that worked there called me a while back and told me how much to expect, and she said soon to get a wire out, so I didn't know if they were going to change it. But they want it now, and we're just going to hang on to it when it comes in.
Actually, they've been paying out of their own funds, and they asked if they told us they're no longer capable of doing that. They reached a point, and asked if we would wait on the state instead, and we agreed to do that.
Thanks, guys.
Who's praying? Because she's here. She can pray.
Helen.
Helen.
I heard that.
You've been nominated in second.
Helen, would you like to do that at 9 o'clock?
Always make it a priority.
Of course, then again, you realize it was Jim that was requesting, and he's in constant need of prayers. Aren't we all?
I always take the prayer.
What was it I heard this morning? You said as soon as I turned it on that
guess that's what they
You guys are going to keep picking on me all day or something like that?
Before this went on, these lads were after me about a series of
I'd like to hear the audio. I like to see the audio transcript of that. Looks like I got the better end of the deal.
Hello, Mindy. Good, how are you? Oh, I think we're ready.
Almost.
I think we are almost ready, too.
Glad to hear that.
I guess the reason that we're so far ahead is because we don't have the two girls here bothering us.
I'm glad that we're recording so they can hear that at a later date. I'm so happy about that.
At 1:45, actually, I only asked for 2 minutes, but at 1:45, I asked Ashley to come by. He called me at the end of the week, and they were ready to move forward with the NOI. Would I review that? I said, no, I wanted to come to the commission. So that's why that's on here. So I see that it has been worked in. Are we, in fact, in a position to move forward on this CenturyLink maintenance agreement yet? It's scheduled.
I didn't schedule it. Oh, it's under a contract review, is it not? It's under executive session.
Okay.
Just, they're going to give us an update, and if we feel like it's a good update, then we can vote on it at that point.
Well, did you get the vote?
When I found out there was another contract that I wasn't aware of that had already been submitted.
Oh.
So this is the second of the two contracts. So this is something...
So the one I got to review up there is not the one I need.
Well, it depends on which one you have. One's on hardware and one's on the 911 service.
Okay.
So he's going to be talking about the 911 service contract.
All right.
Did you both go through the minutes?
Yes. Ron, we had a good meeting or presentation or whatever, however you want to put it, at the chamber. Jim and I met with them Wednesday.
Yes, it was Wednesday.
And it went well, and I couldn't hardly get Jim from behind the podium. He likes to talk. But anyway, there was a lot of conversation.
Now that you brought that up with 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, I want to have a rebuttal for that.
Well, we'll do that. Schedule that. Postpone that, too.
Rebuttal. The thing is this. He was going to talk about the weather and the drought, and then it rained that morning, so he had nothing to say. That was his prepared comments. And that's how he opened his speech.
Well, let's go back to Jim talking all day. What happened?
What I was going to say is, as we review, it gave a good review of everything that we had going on in the county. It was absolutely it.
We've covered a lot of subjects, haven't we?
We covered a lot of subjects. We were there for an hour and a half talking about just giving bullet points on different things.
Which chamber? Forsyth Chamber.
Forsyth.
I think they have a speak about, they can only handle this about once a year.
Once a year.
Well, I need to schedule too, and I'll do that, a report what happened up in the board of directors for the Commissioners Association.
And
the key in one of them is 911 and moving forward with that.
And I'd like the minutes on the airport board meeting or an update of something. I didn't make that over that day, so whenever you guys can.
Lynn, we're ready when you are.
We're ready, aren't we? Keep on going.
I would like to formally call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, August 15, 2011, to order. I would like to call on Helen, if you will, to offer the opening prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to begin this morning by just giving you the praise and the glory for all your goodness and your love and your mercy, all that you do for us, Father. We pray, God, that you would give a healing touch to those who are in need today. And we just pray, God, for those that are in need for whatever reason, God, that you would just put your hand on them and touch them. Lord, we pray right now for guidance and direction for our country and locally. Lord, that we would continue to have you in the midst of all our decisions. Father, again, I give you the praise for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Helen. Previous meeting minutes.
I move that we approve minutes July 11th and August 8th. With the changes?
I'll second.
A motion has been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of July 11th and August 8th as amended. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Move that we approve checks number 325568 through 325594, warrants 546566 and 67.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 325568 through 325594 and warrants 5465, 66, and 67. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
There was no transfers or general entries.
Bid opening and award of a plat cabinet. Mr. Dixon, is that why you were here, sir? Mr. Erickson? Bob, would you like to come up and join Ron? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I thought you were struggling so well with that rat tail file you were using to open letters before.
Dull pocket knife that I've had before. Good morning, gentlemen. We have this morning expired deadline at 9 a.m. For this morning for bid responses. I've checked with the mail person and we have received four, and that's all. So that deadline has been reached. The need is for a plat cabinet for the recorder and deeds office, and I'll proceed to opening these now, if that's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
The first one we received was on August the 1st. This is from Henry M. Atkins Company in Clinton, Missouri. And their total price of the cabinet is $6,893.28. Price for freight and inside delivery, $336.76. Total, $7,230.04. Second one we received was on August the 3rd from Elkin Swoyer in Springfield. And their cost, their bid number is $8,071.70.
Go ahead. Is that the base bid or the total bid?
That's just for the cabinet.
Would you read that again?
$8,071.70.
Thank you.
Freight and setup is $360.35. The third bid I received was from a company in McHenry, Illinois, P.F. Pettibone and Company. And their bid number is, just for the cabinet, $6,265. Freight and inside delivery, $350, for a total cost to the county of $6,615. And the last one I received was from a company in New York City, actually Delmar, New York, Spectra Associates, and that was Friday. Cost for the cabinet, $6,859 even. Freight and inside delivery, $435, for a total cost of $7,294. So based on those amounts, it looks like Pettibone is the low bidder on this. Mr. Dixon and I have discussed the award process, and we'd like, at least until this afternoon, to contact a few of these companies to make sure that they have the exact product that he needs to meet the needs in his office.
Would 1:55 be a time that we could postpone this to, that you could come back to us with a recommendation?
That would be
the reason I state that is at 2 o'clock we'll be going into executive session, so that could be our last order of business before.
And I'm scheduled back here later this afternoon anyway, so that would work out perfectly.
Okay. Motion to postpone to a definite time the bid opening and award of Plaque Cabinet to 1:55, August 15th.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time this bid opening until 1:55 this afternoon. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Well, gentlemen, if you'll come back to us with a breakdown and a recommendation, we would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I've never heard of Pettibone. Have you, Bob?
No, I haven't, but it looks like they've all bid on the same thing. It's a one Enduro 800D flat cabinet combo with 400 zipper-type permanent envelopes. And the measurements look like they're all the same, and the color would be Miss Green, and that's what we have today. So it appears that, but we'll confirm all this.
I have actually emailed all these companies the bid once it was completed, located them online, and sent the information to them, requested it. So.
Appreciate that.
You bet. Thank you.
Ron, the next item on the agenda is approval of payroll. Don has asked to just delay that until after 1 o'clock, anytime after 1 o'clock for paperwork reasons. So we can go at 1:56 or 1:57?
Well, the reason I'm looking, you know, we have flood buyout scheduled at 1:45, and really that's a two-minute process. So anytime we want to do it.
Want to go 1:50 then?
That works for me.
Motion to postpone to a definite time the approval of payroll to 1:50, August 15th.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to postpone to the definite time of 1:50 this afternoon. Approval of payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Marmaget, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Next item of business is presentation of the 2010. Oh, let me back up. We have listed bid award for independent auditing services, and we have asked to postpone that. We're going to take, we haven't looked at it, Rick, so apologies. I just love being kept in order. You go right ahead. You want to take this as well, sir? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here today.
Andy, if you would be more comfortable, you can either stand or you can sit at the table if you prefer and spread your sheets out. That's entirely up to you.
I'd be more comfortable to sit down.
There you go.
Again, I'd like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning. My name is Andy Marmaget. I'm a partner with Davis Lynn & Moot CPAs, and we have completed our audit of the county's financial statements for the year ended December 31st, 2010. And what I'd like to do this morning is take a quick look at the report and go over the highlights, and then take a look at our recommendation letter. The first page in the bound report I'd like the commission to turn to is page 4.
Are these our copies, and may we write on them as we're...
Yes, you may.
Thank you, sir.
The report here on page 4 is...
Yes, sir. Do you have any extra copies of base? Do you have any extra copies made?
Yes, they're in Rick's office.
Okay. Do you know, Mike, because, I mean, that way they could follow along since they're here.
Sure.
Let's just wait a minute till he comes back, if that's all right.
Okay.
I'm looking up at the list of what I'm assuming are accountants in the firm. I thought your brother was a part of this firm.
No, he's a partner with BKD.
BKD?
Okay. Yeah.
I just automatically assumed it was this company when he made the presentation at the Hospital Board of Trustees, but it's BKD.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay, again, we're on page 4. The report here on page 4 is called the Independent Auditor's Report. And this is where we state our opinion on the county's financial statements on whether or not they have been fairly presented in accordance with the cash basis of accounting. And the opinion that we have given the county is what we call a clean opinion, and that is the best opinion that you can receive on your financial statements. Next, I'd like for you to turn over to page 13. This is a statement of net assets as of December 31st, 2010. And this statement shows the cash balance on hand at December 31st, 2010 for the county. And it's broken down between governmental activities in column 1, which represents all of the county's activities with the exception of the transfer station. The transfer station is presented in the second column, business type activities. The total cash and investment balance at the end of the year for the county's governmental activities was $17.5 million. And that was down just slightly from a year ago by $17,000. The business type activities in column 2, again, that's the transfer station, had total cash and investments at the end of the year of $559,000, and that's down $135,000 from a year ago. Next, I would like for you to turn over to page 18. This is a statement of receipts, disbursements, and changes in fund balance for the county's major governmental funds, which include in column one, the county's general fund, column two, the Road and Bridge Trust Fund, column three, the Road and Bridge Fund. First, I'd like to take a look at column one, the general fund. Total receipts for the general fund this past year was $12.8 million, and that's up $451,000 from a year ago. The reason for the increase is that the general fund received additional grant monies in this year over the prior year, and the major grant that was received was the COPS law enforcement grant. Total tax revenues were $8.3 million. That was up $74,000 from a year ago. The sales tax revenues were up $64,000, and that's a very good sign for the county. Even though it's a slight increase, a lot of counties in the state of Missouri are experiencing declines in their sales tax revenues. Total disbursements, the next subtotal there on the page, was $14.3 million, and that's down $1.5 million from a year ago. The reason for such a large decrease in the total disbursements is the fact that in the prior year, the county was finishing paying off its construction on the new judicial facility. Overall, disbursements exceeded receipts in the fund, next line down, by $1.4 million. And after a transfer into the fund from other funds of $903,000, the overall decrease for the general fund, third line from the bottom, was $579,000, which brought the fund balance down from $10.2 million to start the year to $9.6 million at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund, the next column over, had total receipts of $6.7 million, and that's down $1.2 million from a year ago. The reason for the decrease in receipts is the fact that in the prior year, the county received FEMA disaster monies of $1.3 million. Total disbursements for Road and Bridge Trust Fund was $4.7 million. So overall, the receipts exceeded disbursements in the fund, next line down, by $2 million. However, after a transfer out of the fund to the Road and Bridge Fund of $2 million, there was a slight decrease in the Road and Bridge Trust Fund, third line from the bottom, of $11,000, bringing the balance down from $4,990,000 to start the year to $4,978,000 at the end of the year. The Road and Bridge Fund had total receipts of just under $1.3 million. Their disbursements were just over $2 million. So overall, the receipts or disbursements exceeded receipts, next line down, by $778,000. And after a transfer into the fund of $1.4 million, there was an overall increase, third line from the bottom, of $646,000, which brought the balance up from $326,000 to start the year to $972,000 at the end of the year. So combined, when looking at the two funds, there was an overall increase in the fund balances for both the Road and Bridge Trust Fund and Road and Bridge Fund of $635,000. And that's a significant improvement over the previous year. In the previous year, the two funds combined had an overall decrease of $483,000.
Would you say that again? So we've gone from a decrease of $400,000 to an increase of over $600,000. Is that...
That's correct. Next, I'd like for you to turn all the way back to page 62. Anytime a government spends over $500,000 in federal funds, it's required to have an audit of compliance with its major federal grant programs. And the county did go over $500,000, so an audit of compliance was performed. The major grant programs that were tested was the COPS and Edward Burns Law Enforcement Grants. And I'm pleased to report to the commission that the county has received a clean opinion on compliance with this major federal grant programs. Finally, I'd like to take a look at our recommendation letter. It's not part of the bound report. It's the separate letter that I gave you. The first recommendation is in regards to signatures on checks. Most of the checks that are issued by the county require more than one signature on them. However, there are still some accounts that are open that only require one signature. And we recommend that the county adopt a policy for the entire county that all checks that are written will have more than one signature on the checks. Number two on the next page.
Can I have you?
Yes, sir.
Wait just a minute. I'm reading what you have, Andy, and if I'm looking correctly, we do have the two signatures on all checks that are general funds that are run through the county system. What I'm looking at are special funds of offices that or where we need to make these changes.
That's correct. All the general fund accounts of the accounts here at the courthouse require more than one signature. The outlying offices, their special accounts, are the ones where you'll find just one signature on the check.
Okay, now these are accounts that General Assembly has passed and call them a special account because they're utilized by that individual office or department only. But your recommendation is, and obviously I think you're going to find a commission that's wanting to move forward with your recommendations, is to make sure that there are two signatures on all. Is that two signatures from that department are you recommending, or are you recommending that it come through?
No, it can be within their own office. They can have two signatures within their own office.
But we need to have two.
Okay. Need to have two. Yeah, right. That way you have two individuals approving that disbursement, whether it be run through the courthouse or if it is approved internally within their offices.
Thank you.
Some of those have already taken that recommendation to heart and already made the change. Some of those have already changed at all. So,
okay.
Thanks, Rick.
For those that didn't hear that, our county auditor has said that some of these offices have already made that change based upon Andy's recommendation. Thank you, Ray.
The second one on the next page, new bank accounts. The county currently does not have a policy in place outlining the procedures required for opening new bank accounts. And this is an important internal control policy to have in place, so that the county's auditor's office can be aware of any new bank accounts that are opened, so that his office can properly account for any new accounts that have been opened. We did not note any accounts that were opened that were not being accounted for. However, we just think because counties in general across the state of Missouri do have a problem in this area, we do recommend that there be a written policy in place regarding that. Number three, payroll and accounts payable functions. Currently, the auditor's office performs accounts payable and payroll because their office is the office with the expertise in order that can perform those functions. However, we recommend that in the future, the county move towards utilizing the auditor's office as an internal audit function. And in that function, the auditor's office would oversee accounts payable and payroll rather than perform those functions. However, that is a difficult process to implement, as again, the auditor's office is the office with the expertise to perform those functions. Number four, employee benefits. The county is currently in the process of updating its personnel policy. Once the policy is updated, the county should ensure that all policies regarding employee benefits are communicated to the offices. The county may also want to consider holding training sessions for all county offices on the importance of following county policy in regards to employee benefits. Number five, grant administrator. During our audit, we noted the county does not have
any. Andy, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have any questions on this number four that he just went through?
Well, I mean, that's a process that we've been working on for a year. I'm hoping with the commitment that the commission is making to hire an HR director that that benefits and personnel policy will get all refined, and we'll be able to execute that in the next within the next 12 months, definitely, but hopefully sooner than that with the new person on staff.
Well, I'm reading between the lines, and what it doesn't say here, but it seems like it could be said, is we have different policies in different offices.
It's a common problem found in a lot of counties. For example, not that it happened here in Taney County, but I do know this has happened in other counties. Let's say there's a snow day, and some will let their employees not drive in and still be paid. Others will say,
correct,
stay home, and but you're not going to get paid. If you only get paid, you have to use vacation. So there needs to be consistency in the application of those policies.
Thank you very much.
Number five, grant administrator. During our audit, we noted the county does not have an individual responsible for monitoring grant programs on a countywide basis. Grant monitoring is currently done by each individual office that is receiving the grant. The county should have an individual charged with tracking grant programs on a countywide basis to ensure the county is complying with grant programs. This would improve oversight of the county's grants. This individual could also assist the county for applying for new grants as well. So we recommend the county designate an individual with the responsibility for tracking grants within the county. Number six, intergovernmental agreements. During our audit, we noted that the county had not updated its intergovernmental agreements in regards to the distribution of the capital improvement sales tax. Intergovernmental agreements are necessary to ensure capital improvement sales tax monies are properly expended. The county should also require an accounting of the sales tax monies given to other governmental agencies be submitted on a yearly basis to ensure that all monies are expended in accordance with the agreement. We recommend the county review and update or implement as necessary all of its intergovernmental agreements. And that's all I had to go over this morning. Are there any other questions on anything that I've covered?
I'm looking, Andy. I have a few notes here back and forth here.
Okay.
So I just want to, on your recommendation sheet, on number one, we before Rick added what he's added, we were down to about four accounts that did not have that double signature policy in place.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And I'm making an assumption that we can just simply make it another policy to include all accounts, and obviously we don't have the authority over some of these accounts, and so. But we can definitely make the policy to require that, ask that. I mean, because once again, I'm not saying this is the case, but I don't want to have a policy or a recommendation that the commission can create a policy, but no one will follow.
Well, I have a question regarding that first, Rick, and then I'll come back to you. I see that you're ready and willing and able to talk about that. But am I incorrect in assuming that while there are these special funds and while these special funds are to be administered by the elected official for whom they were created, they still need to go through the approval process of the county commission? Is that right?
My understanding, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, my follow-up to you is then if they don't have the proper signature once the policy's been established, they won't be approved.
Okay.
That would be, I would think that would be a hammer that we have. And it's not a hard policy to implement.
I don't think you'd have any trouble with people implementing that except for one. There's one account where the sheriff has good justification for having one signature on it, and Andy and I have talked about that too. I think if you had the policy, what it does then is it takes the burden from you guys. If there's a problem, it takes the burden from you guys and places it with the office holder that actually has a statutory duty to expend those funds the proper way. If you don't have the policy, then you may have some responsibility.
I think that in a number of different areas where we have differences in policies in office, that a lot of that rests with the commission because these things are not in writing. And we're working on that.
So, Rick, you could come back with the policy or the policy we have just modified a little bit?
Yes, I think probably if you're going to do that, probably what we need to look at is our banking policy as a whole, and I can probably come up with some
that we can maybe adjust to us somehow or other, get some policies that
we've used before, or that from other counties. That plus new bank accounts, is if you could get those.
I can do that.
And get them back to one of us or just me so I can do a work session. And I just want this to happen fast.
Is any of that included in the depository agreement when we go through that bid process?
Some of it is, but not all of it, I don't think. I know there's some of it. And Helen has that. I haven't read it.
And are our depository agreements, once that they are accepted by the commission, are those shared with all the elected and department heads?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That would come from your department, not mine.
Well, we need to do that, at least in my opinion. So. Danny?
He has made these recommendations on this for a few years now on this same issue, and I think that that we can get that taken care of this just shortly. I think that the recommendation for two signatures is something that needs to be taken care of, and I think we can implement that policy and make that take place. As you discussed the depository agreements there on that, I think that that has been read by Helen as taking place as far as even going out for the bid, that it has to be that way. So,
we talked about it before. We're interviewing for number 5, where we had that, and we've been working on number 6. Okay. Back on page 18, Danny, I mean, obviously, it was a difficult time in 09 when we made those cuts to road and bridge, but this proves that it paid off. You know, the cuts that we made in payroll, I mean, in freezing equipment purchases and making those reductions and staffing sizes has stopped the steady decrease, and we actually have some surplus put back in there.
Right.
Two questions, one for you, Rick, and one for you, Andy. I know that we have discussed, and I know that you have researched the Road and Bridge Trust Fund and Road and Bridge, two funds. I know that when the sales tax was passed for capital improvements for Road and Bridge Trust, that the recommendation or the mandate, if you will, from the state auditor's office was that we create a separate fund and that those funds be tracked separately. I think that since that time, there have been some softening from the state auditor's perspective regarding that. It only complicates not only for us but for the public when they're tracking what expenses and revenues are to have the two separate accounts. I believe that internally we can track capital expenditure improvements, and I would ask formally that you send that letter to the state auditor's office requesting an opinion from them, and or if we can get an opinion from Andy to combine these two funds. I mean, it's just a pain to sit there even at budget making time and go, well, let's put $12 worth of gas over here and $10 worth of gas back and forth.
I've had several of the management over there right now, the boys that are filling in as management anyway, have talked to me about that, and it's confusing to them. They would really like to see it combined into one fund. The dilemma is keeping the capital improvements separated there, but I believe that the real dilemma came back quite a while ago, if I understand things. Before I got into office, they had state auditor was saying, well, you can't spend labor out of capital improvements. And finally, someone here or Road and Bridge, wherever, convinced them that you can't have capital improvements without having some labor on road and bridges. So I think that was the dilemma. You know, that opinion could change if we change state auditors, too. But we need to make the decision as to whether or not we need to combine those. And I would appreciate Andy's opinion on that for sure.
Well, first I can tell you that most county governments I've seen the practice of having one fund for both. From an accounting perspective, there is not There's not anything wrong from the county's perspective to have two funds or one fund. However, I do agree that it is confusing to have two funds if you're not experienced in reading these types of financial statements. If the county auditor or the state auditor does not have a problem with it, then I can tell you we wouldn't have a problem with it either. And again, it is common practice to have one fund.
I am of the personal opinion that we would be better served if we had one fund. And if we can find whatever is necessary for us, I know in talking to officials within the auditor's office what their feelings are about this. We are required to track capital expenditures because we have a capital expenditure sales tax. To me, that's just something we document, and that requirement is taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what we call the fund, whether it's RB or RB and RB and T.
The dilemma, Ron, and this is the question really is, when we make an improvement on a road, is that a capital improvement? And you will have some people say, no, you're just maintaining it. Whereas other people are going to say, yeah, you made a capital improvement there.
Well, so let me.
But I'm of the opinion that I feel like we need to do what's best for the people. And I believe right now that I can, from the comments and from the things I've had, I believe we could say it would be best for the people to combine the two funds.
We're currently spending the Road and Bridge Trust Fund on a myriad of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And we say they're capital improvements because we're spending it out of that fund.
Mm-hmm.
If we combine the funds, that's just done on paper. We still have to spend those funds that we have on capital improvements. So really all we have to do is track them. And as far as I'm concerned, we're just tracking them within one fund rather than two.
Would it be appropriate for me maybe to come up with a ledger that would combine those two and then bring that to you and let you guys approve it? I had kind of started working on that already, but hadn't mentioned it to you guys, but I believe that that's going to be the answer to that.
Do you have other counties that have combined those, if they have those two funds?
Yes.
Could we get that information from you, or could you share that with Rick so that we'll know how other counties have done that, and hopefully we can move in that same direction? I would like to do that this budget period.
I would too, Ron.
Yes. Yeah. It's a very confusing.
That was the reason I had started working on that already. I'm trying to work.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I can look and see which counties have that, and I can share that with Rick.
That'd be great.
It would just be a changing of a line item, wouldn't it?
I mean,
that's all it is under one fund, and the general purpose of the two is the benefits and employee salaries and things like that, which go into capital improvement line. But you can have a separate line under the same one road and bridge budget line. And is that the way they do it, Andy, in the other places?
Well, they'll have one fund,
right,
and they'll keep a subsidiary ledger of how the capital improvements sales taxes is spent. And, you know, normally a subsidiary ledger is nothing more than an Excel spreadsheet tracking the expenditures of the capital improvement sales tax.
I think we've got a little more expensive product. That cartograph should be how we're tracking that, I would think. I don't know cartograph as well as maybe some rest of you, but I know it's capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And you can set up a ledger. If you had one fund, you can, set up different codes to track the capital improvements directly within the fund.
Well, I mean, if you take the two budgets and you take every line and you combine them so that you have both, when the day comes that you need to pull that out, I don't see that as being difficult. And if labor is not included, then we have a problem because our labor runs more than the R&B total budget. So some of it's coming out of RB&T. That's a fact. And so it's up to us, and I'm just thinking that it's not going to be a difficult process. But I appreciate any of that. Any more questions for Mr. Marmaget at all?
If not, I would like to thank the commission for inviting me here this morning. I also want to take a second and thank all the office holders and their staffs for the hard work they put in during the audit and the help that they give me and my staff. We appreciate that very much.
And we appreciate you. Let me ask you one further question. I know that the opinion that you said is the best that can be given was a clean opinion on the audit, and then you also made that comment regarding federal grants. So is the law that if we receive more than $500,000 a year, we have to have that additional audit performed? Or
anytime you spend $500,000 or more in federal funds, you're required to have an audit of compliance with your major federal grant programs. That's a regulation set by 8133 by the federal government. Does that answer your question?
Well, and I'm following that up with your recommendation that we get someone to oversee grants or the administration of all the grants that the county has.
Yeah, it's important to track that so that you're required to, in fact, that there's a schedule in here that lists out all your federal grants and what you've spent, and it's important that someone track that so it can be reported more easily than what it is now. Also, it just serves as an oversight function to make sure that the offices are spending their grant monies appropriately.
As well as closing them out appropriately. You know, that concerns me as much as anything. I think we approve all the expenditures, so I feel fairly confident that they're being spent appropriately, but whether or not the administrative duties that it should be performed on everyone are occurring is what I would be concerned about. So I think that's why it's important.
Well, I am too, and I'm particularly gratified to hear your findings because, if I'm not mistaken, if we don't comply in some area, the possibility not only exists that we are cut off from particular additional grant funding, we might lose the grant that we've already received. That would be a severe blow, so I think it's very important to have that position in place. Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Marmaget, there's a couple of ladies I see that are here with the media. Maybe they have questions for you, or maybe they don't have questions for you, but you might take a couple of moments to chat with them. We would appreciate that.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
As we're talking about these issues, I had several calls this weekend, people visiting with me about the PSR request that had been sent in about our comments that we made online here about the number of credit cards we had out and everything. I'd like to recommend to the commission that we have a total review and of the number of credit cards and things that the county has. I was kind of caught off guard with the numbers, and maybe a review of policy on the some of the spending on the credit cards.
Can I ask you if this is something we can schedule for to talk about at agenda time, because we don't have this on the agenda.
Right.
For today.
I was just going along with the audit part of it. It's part of our budgetary process, you know, as we go through in expenditures and. See, that's fine. I'm just pick out a time down there.
Well, just let me suggest that you ask us to talk about that in our agenda request review that we have scheduled for this Thursday. Is that okay?
That'll be fine.
Since I don't want to get off our agenda here.
Mr. Hausman, can I address line 3 on the audit?
Are we still on the audit?
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to.
If you would like to address the audit, you certainly can.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Line three regarding the county clerk's office should be performing the duties of payroll and accounts payable functions. That is something that we have been written up on each year for several years, and I think that carries as much weight as probably our grant person and also our human resource person. And I would be happy to add those two people to my payroll for next year's budget. I certainly think it's it's time that we get some professionals in the county clerk's office to take care of that. It would also solve another problem, and that is when we have a major election year, we would have additional staff to help with elections. Of course, that's going to require overtime because our work triples during a major election year, but we would have the staff in place to then help with elections. And I just wanted to address that I would be happy to take the recommendations of the auditor's office and hire those two persons and just let you know that I'm willing to do that. Any questions of me regarding that?
Gentlemen?
None.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments about the audit? Mr. Dixon. I should have asked that question, and I apologize to those of you that have been sitting here for not asking if you had input.
That's fine. All I wanted to say to you was that our major account, which is payable, the account is zeroed at the end of the month. The county gets about 70% of our income, and the state gets 30%. And our checks are signed by an individual, myself or my chief deputy. There's three people on the account. There is not a will be no problem having someone else sign the check.
And if I understood, their recommendation was it could be from the same office. It's not
sure.
It doesn't have to be outside of your department.
The checks and balances we have in place today are three people review the monthly balancing. One person signs a check, but the auditor automatically gets a complete breakdown of each topic, the money that goes into it, and the percentage breakdown. But you know, it is a good thing to have two people sign the check, and there'll be no problem. I'm sure we were one of the reasons for that comment on the audit. In the future, there'll be two signatures.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Which number was that, by the way?
That was number one.
Sheila, did you have comments about the audit? No? Yes?
No, I thought maybe it was missed there when I heard them saying about replying to the signatures. But to my knowledge, the collector's office, there's a bankruptcy protest, installment, and then the tax bank is done. All of those go through the payroll process, and there's two signatures on it. And we have, now, the collector's office, I don't know that all offices have to do this, because statutorily, they're in the bid process. And so we have on it where there's two signatures. If something happens and I forget to get Rick's signature or something, then the bank will just fax me the check and he'll sign it and I'll send it in. So that's because it's part of the bid process. I don't think all officers statutorily are necessarily part of that.
The none of the accounts are that you have are listed.
Okay, I hadn't seen the audit. So
it what they have listed are prosecutor accounts, circuit clerk accounts, sheriff drug forfeiture account, and recorder accounts. And of course, we just heard from Mr. Dixon, and even though he had a three-person review process in place, he's has noted that he will take care of that immediately.
It's not a big deal. It's just if you're working and the auditor's office is closed, then that's when I would usually forget. If you're, you know, if you write it all out and forget and get it in the mail, then.
Apparently, Mr. Marmoshay looked at your office and he went,
mwah. Well, good.
I have a question. The audit report has been presented. Is it customary to accept the report formally by motion?
I don't know whether we did it by motion or not. We did just acceptance.
Well, yeah, we never voted. The last 2 years we haven't voted on it. We can if you want, but.
I think that a motion would be in order to accept the audit as presented.
I'll move that we accept the basic financial statement audit by Davis Linden Moots, year ended December 31st, 2010, to be accepted by the County Commission.
I'll second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the basic financial statements and audit for the year ended December 31, 2010. By Davis, Lynn, and Moots. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. And we are ahead of schedule. We have a staff departmental update with Road and Bridge at 10 o'clock. You gentlemen have any objection to standing in recess for 10 minutes?
That'll be fine.
We'll stand in recess until 10 a.m. Thank you.